right, gang. Welcome, welcome. Here we are. This is the Coaching Skills Forum, and I am your host, Ben Dooley, Master Certified Coach, and coach to all coaches of all shapes and sizes and colors and I don't know, just kind of whatever. But we are here on this call today to explore the exciting topic of confidence. And this is, I'm fascinated because this is my cornerstone. This is what I work on working with coaches, when I work on with my non-coach clients, or as I like to call them, normal people. And really nothing from that? Okay. normal people, not coaches. That means you all are crazy, whack, nut jobs. Me too. Anyway.
I have my hand up.
All right. That's right. You're all nodding, raising your hand. Amen. Besides, you know, normal is so overrated. Come on. Let's be honest. And I work, you know, I really work to grow confidence in what we're doing and who we are and how we show up. And ironically, all these years, the 13 years that we have been doing these calls, cycling through those same lists of coaching skills again and again and again, this has not been a part of it. It has not been on the list. It's a brand new topic. So I can't wait to see what we discover here, because I'm expecting that stuff is going to be discovered that I, Mr. Confidence Coach Dude Guy, I don't even know, because that's one of the things I love about these calls. As much as I know about coaching, I'm always discovering something new from you, the brilliant, amazing coaches on these calls. I am so grateful because these calls help me be a better coach. And I'm hoping and assuming that since you all are returning, that these calls help you be better coaches too. Yes? Wow. I was going to say, thank you. Thank you all. I feel worse when I'm done. Thank you so much. Way to chip in my confidence, gang. My goodness. These calls, I believe, these calls have helped my confidence as a coach grow. And yes, I'm setting you up now. Get ready. Would you all say that these calls have helped your coaching confidence grow? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right, first off, we should probably recognize that these calls will not do too well if we're all on mute and just nodding our heads and all of that. This is the Coaching Skills Forum. This is where we are all here to engage and interact and share and contribute. So, please, this is an invitation for all of you to join in on this conversation, to share your thoughts and insights, because that is what makes these calls so amazing and powerful and brilliant. So, if you're calling for credits, yes, these calls are approved by the ICF to provide credits. There's a little bit of clarity just so that you know what kind of credit you're going to get. If you are on this call live, as these coaches are today, welcome, gang. You are all eligible to receive a core competency credit. ICF has a very clear and strict policy that in order to get core competency credit, you must attend live. You must have what they call synchronous and engaged learning, rather than just kind of sitting back. So get on these calls live, get core competency. It's just that easy. If you listen to this recording, still chock full of incredible knowledge and vitamins and minerals and perfect part of a complete breakfast, if you listen to this recording, you can still get a credit. It just automatically becomes a resource development and self-study credit. So those are great as well. Those are needed for renewing credentials and all that stuff. Either way, you got a credit coming to you, should you wish it. How to get your credit are so easy. All you need to do is, after this call, or after you listen to the recording, go to the website, coachingskillsforum.com. It's there. You're going to see a list of the calls. We talk every second Tuesday morning like today, every fourth Wednesday afternoon. And so you'll also see a list of all the archived recordings. We don't have a past conversation on confidence, but we do have over 250 archived recordings on all of our other topics. So go there, check them out, listen to them. It's free for you. Please enjoy, learn, grow. However we can help coaches like you out there, the better. We're all in this conversation together. And if you want credits, you'll see a link there to, or you'll see two links to purchase your credits. We do this so that we can have the calls free for all coaches to enjoy and learn and grow. But if you need a credit, it's a simple payment. And it's actually still one of the best deals out there for credits. You can either purchase a single credit as many times as you want, and or you can purchase a six-month package. And this is where, if you really love these calls, you just want to load up, you don't want to go through the hassle of paying again and again and again, you just pay the one time, and then you've got 6 months from that time to listen to join all the live calls, to listen to as many recordings as you want. I mean, you can do that anyways. You don't have to be a member. You can just show up on the calls. But if you are a six-month member, then you just automatically get all those credits that you attend. If you have any, and be sure when you request your credits or purchase them, then simply provide, it's really important, provide the topic, confidence, want to make sure you get the proper certificate. Conclude today's date, which is November 14th, 2017. And then include the password, which will appear sometime later on in this call. I will also do a quick little plug that if you are looking to really deepen and discover and explode your coaching in amazing ways, I have a brand new experience that is a mentor group, and it's astounding. Now, credits aren't included in this, but mentor hours are. And it's a small group of four people where we all listen to each other's coaching, and we all provide feedback, deep and powerful and provocative. And so you're getting four times the discovery, four times the growth than you would one-on-one. Those who've done it before have found it to be mind-blowing and astounding. And there's our first call is today at 1 o'clock Central on this very number. If you don't need to register yet, come on in and just kind of, we're not jumping into it yet. We're just doing the sort of the setting the pace. So you can learn more about how these calls work and if it's a good fit for you, either this current group or a future group. But I invite you to come in and check it out. 1 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock Eastern at this number. And if you don't know what this number is, I can't help you. So, any other questions about the core competency, Coaching Skills Forum calls and credits, you can always visit coachingskillsforum.com. Okay, gang. I think I've covered all the basics and all that stuff, and we need to really jump into this conversation about confidence, because I don't know about you, but who here could use a little more confidence in what you do, either perhaps in coaching or in your job or in something else in your day-to-day. Anybody here interested in just getting a little better confidence? So nobody here is interested in getting a higher, stronger, better confidence.
This is Pamelia. I definitely need more confidence.
Thank you. All right. So if we're going to do it, if we're going to grow it and discover it and create it, then we should probably get really clear about what the heck we're talking about in the first place. So let's start this conversation nice and easy. When we're talking about confidence, it's a very commonly used word, and I wonder if we actually really know what it is we mean when we say confidence. So I'd love to hear, what are we talking about? When we talk about confidence, what does it mean to you? Anyone? What the heck is confidence? The silence is either we're all on mute, or we all have no idea. Or we all lack the confidence to share our brilliant idea. I mean, what does providence mean to you?
Well, this is Jamelia again.
Yeah.
I would say, for me, it means that I am sure of what I'm about to do, that I have a sense of comfort, that I may not have all the answers, but I have in the word confidence comes back, I have the drive and the feeling, I feel that I can do it. Mm-hmm. So it's motion, kind of like I'm feeling comfortable and I'm feeling strong that I can do it, and I can stand up to arguments or anything that comes up against me. That's
yeah.
kind of what...
I love it. I can do it. Like, I'm suddenly reminded of the, I think it was the poster of Rosie the Riveter, and she's got the muscle pose with the arm, but it's a woman, and it's, you know, we can do it. Like, when women are strong, women are confident in this you know, marketing venture. But I get that. It's like across the board. I can do it. There's that feeling. There's that belief. I can do it. What else? What else is confidence? Anyone?
Brian from Denver.
Yeah. Hey, Brian.
Hey. I would say somebody that has skills and experience to show mastery and internalizes the truth to validate oneself, to really know, to be that ability.
Yeah. Beautiful. What else? I mean, we're just scratching the surface here, I think. What is confidence? How do you know you have it? What is this like? I'm fascinated by the silence. That's a good thing I'm pretty confident here, otherwise I'd be freaking out. Where is everybody? Nobody wants to talk and play with me. Yeah.
This is Deborah.
I know. We're all just polite coaches, I know.
Yeah. That's what we are. We're thinking, and we're very thinking.
A lot of thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, before you share that, it's like, yeah, I'm even recognizing, like, I've been in this conversation, so I know what I know about confidence, but yet, to really think about what it is we're talking about, I haven't looked at it that way. So please share what you discovered.
Well, you know, I was sitting here, I kind of had to go, I had to go within myself, and then I went, well, there it is. And confidence seems to be a centeredness that connects who I am to what I am doing. Seems to connect to the deeper part of who I am. And so that it shows up in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So that the show up is the activity of the confidence that comes from the core of who I am.
Yeah. Who I am connects to who I am to what I am doing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Anybody else? What does confidence mean to you?
Hi, Ben. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome.
I think about, like, the people that I work with, it's sort of that they don't have a fear of going out and being judged, you know. They're just, it's like someone else said, it's sort of this internal knowing or sort of trust or belief in yourself that you can go out in the world and let people see you and not feel fear of being judged or found lacking or...
Yeah, yeah. So there certainly is either acting without fear. It's
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm not concerned with being judged or ridiculed or anything like that. I'm on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beautiful. Anything else come to mind? What the heck are we talking about?
This is Deborah again. Seems that there's like a synergy also. The people that don't have the confidence search out people that do have the confidence. And there's a synergy of energy that says, I'm lacking in this, and you have it, so I need this. So when I get to where I don't know what I'm doing, I usually search out someone who has more confidence in what they're doing in the area that I'm lacking.
Yeah.
In order to get my answers. A trustable place that I can play in order to make it my own.
Wonderful.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it make sense? Are you confident?
It makes sense to me, but I may be kind of, you know, floating around there and I didn't know I was...
Are you confident with your sharing?
I'm confident within my sharing, but I wanted kind of feedback to find out if everybody else kind of feels that. So I'm confident, but I'm not alone.
What else? What else comes to mind? What is but one of the things I love that you brought up is that it is attractive. People seek it. That's what is our leaders, that's what our political leaders, our social leaders, you know, when we see somebody show up with confidence, like, ooh, hey, I want to follow that person, okay. I mean, it's exciting, it's attractive. So actually, let's go into the slightly different question. Let's check out, what makes confidence important? Why should we do this? Why should we focus on it and have this be a part of our coaching? Confidence. I mean, this is an awkward thing, I realize, because normally we talk about our coaching skills and tools, and this is more of just like a way of being, and yet it is pretty important. Any ideas?
Could you repeat the question?
Yeah, why is confidence important?
I think it has to do with competence and trust and authenticity.
Yeah. Trust and authenticity. I love that you brought those in there, too. And I love it, and also that you brought in competence with a P, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Which I've heard those words often interlinked, like confidence and competence. And they intertwine, don't they? What else makes confidence important?
Well, I say, this is Deborah. Again, our clients, our prospective clients, search us out in the areas that they're lacking in order to connect with us who are educated and have that confidence in the area that they don't have. So, you know, it's client numbers, keeping your business going. I think it's highly important.
Yeah.
And we have the expertise that we are sharing with them, and in sharing that, the confidence comes from the expertise part of us knowing what we're doing.
Beautiful. But it's interesting because what you bring up makes me think of the fact that yes, there's the confidence that our clients are seeking and that we're helping them grow and discover. But there's also the confidence that we need to have in ourselves. Oh, that.
It's, and this is Deborah again. I can remember a client that was, I mean, she kept me on my toes. I mean, really on my toes. And I, every time it was like, okay, what do I do? And I, and that's the place that I went to before the phone call. You know, I did my little candle thing and I got real quiet. And I, you know, I washed my hands with my great smelling soap and stuff. And I was, I just had to center myself. And I think that's where I went to, was that confidence space in order to be ready for this client. Because
yeah.
I felt so out of balance, because I felt so inadequate in helping in this area. It was truly over my head. But then on the other hand, we had some absolutely phenomenal calls, because I just got so out of my comfort zone. But I had to go to that confidence place in the out of my comfort zone space. Does that make sense? So I'm out of my comfort zone, but yet I went into my confidence and came back out again, which helped me in my freak out.
Well, and I love that you bring that, because it also sounds like those are intertwined too, comfort zone and confidence. And it, somebody please fill in the blank here, but it's almost sounding like if I'm in my comfort zone, confidence is not so necessary and hard. I mean, it's there, I know this world well. I'm confident in my comfort zone, but yet when I'm out of my comfort zone, that's when confidence really needs to come in handy, because now I need something to hold on to. Yeah.
Right.
Is that what you were pointing to?
You need. Right. It's that centeredness that you need to get yourself in that space in order to be 100% for your client.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Anybody else?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Amelia. Yeah. I kind of feel like there's an energy about confidence. So when you're confident or you're around confident people, it kind of exudes from them. And it exudes from you when you're confident. If you're confident that, say, for instance, something as simple as you look good, you know, you think you really look good that, you know, day, you seem to walk, you step, you know, more proudly, you hold yourself up, it kind of exudes from you. So I think there's some kind of energy that comes off of the confident person, and then it attracts others to them.
Yeah. I love it. Anybody else? What do we? I mean, come on. What makes confidence so important?
Yeah, okay, this is Deborah again. You know, I had a flash on what happens sometimes when I go to a party and I know no one, and then I start to feel comfortable after, you know, a while, and then I notice that there's someone else who doesn't feel confident about them being where they're at, and I will go search them out. And then bring them in so that they feel more confident, because I know what that feels like to not feel confident. So
yeah.
So I go and I search them out. So it, what I'm saying is like it's a commonality of a playing space.
Cool. And by the way, if you're ever at a party and Deb's there, watch out. You know she's going to come and talk to you. Just saying.
I am. I've searched you out. I wait outside the bathroom for you.
She'll hunt
not
you down.
Not really. Just joking.
Yeah.
Brian from Denver.
Yeah, Brian.
I think whatever confidence is, I think one of the benefits is that it flows energetically. It takes one's mastery or whatever it is to finally trust and just let it be, and maybe on a universal or a spiritual level, then, yeah, there's a power of connection and humanness and flow.
Beautiful.
It's attractive.
Yeah, it is attractive. It is attractive. I know whenever I see, you know, I'll tell you, had I learned this years ago when I was in my single days and in high school and college and all that stuff, my dating world would have been incredibly different. I thought I had to be like rugged and good looking and chiseled and muscled and, you know, and the star quarterback athlete and the, you know, the big Glee star and all that stuff. No. It's that everybody's attracted to confidence, men and women. Women don't have to be, you know, striking, gorgeous, Cindy Crawford, Ella McPherson models. It's that these women represent a kind of confidence. These men exude a kind of confidence. That's what's attractive. Had I known that, my dating life would have been completely different.
You wouldn't be here now. Then.
I wouldn't be here now. So thanks. So thank you for my broken, shaken confidence of youth.
So, it's Donnelly. I think just to throw something else out, and I'm not sure. Maybe people have said it already. Is that believing in ourselves? You know, we have to really, truly believe in ourselves, and I think when we do that, it comes clear through our language, how we hold ourselves, the moods we find ourselves in, positive optimism, and really the core of who we are. And I think that's what we try and help our clients with.
I'm with you all the way. I think that we help our clients in every single thing that we're doing with our clients. Yeah, we're attacking their problems and their issues, but we're helping them feel stronger and more confident in who they are, what they want, and that they can go out and get it or make it, and that they can handle the obstacles that get in the way. Go ahead.
I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, go ahead.
So they almost need to prove themselves and so that they can motivate themselves. So if you can believe that if they can believe they're confident, it'll go a long way to being able to motivate themselves, because external motivation doesn't always work. That internal drive is really important, and that's where confidence comes into play.
Beautiful. Absolutely wonderful.
This is Pamelia again.
Yes.
As coaches, that we can really help our clients if we show confidence in them, in their abilities.
Ooh. I'm confident in you, client. I know you can do this. I know that you can handle this. Yeah.
This is Bill in Dallas. I was actually going to say something similar, which is confidence as a coach enables you to go where the client is and not feel like you need to have the answers or you need to give advice. If you're confident as a coach, then it's much easier to let the client do the work and have confidence, as just mentioned, that they're going to figure out the right answer.
Yeah, brilliant. So I guess it probably is helpful that we have a little bit of confidence then, yeah?
This is Deborah again. It's something we can get. So
yeah.
If I feel, you know, like I don't have confidence in my expertise, I can surely build that expertise and feel the confidence by bringing in information, playing with the topic, you know, working with clients with it. And you start to take it as your own, and then that confidence gets built. So it's not something like, I mean, there are kids that are more born with it initially, and I'm not really sure about where that comes from. but it can be built with ones that don't have as much of it.
Well, I love the question you bring up. I'm wondering, are we born with confidence, or is it something that, you know, nature versus nurture? Are we born with it, or is it something that is created?
I think it's both, but I don't know. I really don't know. I think DNA. I'm not really sure.
There might
is
be
it in
DNA.
DNA?
I also tend to think, just from watching kids, that there is a confidence that kids have naturally and automatically because they don't know to be afraid until they're taught to be afraid.
Or they're undermined and told that they're not any good.
Or they're they're undermined. But so it's almost like, and I'm just making this up right now, but it just seems like we're born with the space of powerful, complete confidence, and then it gets broken and compromised and eroded and worn down and subdued for various reasons, sometimes important reasons. You know, we need to be corralled, and we can't just go running blindly out into traffic with the high confidence that we'll never get hit. We need to know these things. But on the other hand, that can sometimes go overboard and really compromise our confidence in how we see ourselves and how we see the world around us.
Well, and this is Deborah. I had that incident happen this weekend. We were grandparenting the twins, mm-hmm. and they're just so different. They're not identical. They're and one of them is a redhead, and he's a little fire. He makes fire happen all by himself, and the other one is more confident and probably a little bit more at this point intelligent with what he's working with in school. And so, but the redhead mentioned to me, he says my brother thinks that I'm stupid. I go, really? They think you're stupid, and why do you think that? And we kind of went into a little bit of that, and I just kind of checkpointed that for myself and said to myself, okay, I need to pay a little bit more attention to this one, because if he feels this way, there are other ways to, you know, to build that confidence for him, and then he, you know, it'll be an easier competition in that house for three boys.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's something that's kind of checkpoint because you can build it. You know, I have every intention on helping him do that.
Beautiful.
He's lucky he has a life coach for a grandma.
Yeah, or he's in trouble.
Yeah.
when you look at kids, though, babies, the way they learn to walk, they're full of confidence. They don't bat an eyelid every time they fall down. They just, I mean, if adults had to learn to walk like that, we'd never be on two legs.
That's right. Oh, I fell down. I fell on my bush. Now I'll never get up. I'll never get this walking thing.
Yeah, I'll never be able to walk. Yeah. So I don't know when it happens, but at some point, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty wild. So confidence, it sounds to me like confidence is pretty awesome and pretty important. It's that thing that keeps us moving forward. It's that thing that has us, when we are out of our comfort zone and in unfamiliar territory, we can stand strong and firm and say, I can handle this. I can do it. It's that belief in ourselves and who we are and what we stand for. It's that thing that is so attractive and compelling and enrolling. I want to be a part of that action. And yet, I mean, this is really amazing. And by the way, this is stuff that we provide in our coaching. My job is to help you, the client, grow your confidence in who you are and what you are trying to do. And I would say all of our jobs, to some degree, is that. Yes?
Yes.
I want these things, but I'm afraid to take it, or I'm afraid to do it, I'm afraid this will happen, and I'm not going to take those steps, and yet, if they had the confidence to take it on, they would be doing all the amazing stuff that they want to be doing. And most of their problems would probably not be around because they're taking charge.
And it's this is ever again, it's lasting also. And it's that what was flashing for me was I'm not giving you a fish, I'm teaching you how to fish.
Yeah.
In the coaching, it ends up happening that way. It's not necessarily that's what I'm doing, but it ending up that, you know, it's like I'm giving them a nice warm cup of coffee. Here, this is yours.
Beautiful.
And now they have it.
It's
a life changer.
It is.
Yeah. It's tied into fear, isn't it?
It is. It's very tied into fear. And what was just popping up for me is that, as we kind of said before, confidence really just, it continues to expand and engage with others. If I'm confident, people are attracted to that, which then invariably helps to spark their own confidence, which other people are attracted to that, which helps spark their confidence in some form, and it opens that up, and confidence breeds confidence. At the same time, as was so beautifully brought up, the same is true with fear. Fear breeds fear. So if I'm afraid, if I'm shut down, then that basically invites others to do the same in some manner.
I like how you said I like the when you said the spark, because I consider myself, and I tell people that I'm a jumper cable. Like it's my because I find the dead spots in your life, and I help give you a spark to rejuvenate them and get them going.
Lovely.
And one of the things that I just recently did, and I'm really excited about, because I'm a relatively new coach. I've only been coaching for about a year, and I left a totally different field to go into coaching. So I really suffer with the confidence to coach, and so I took the StrengthFinders assessment and saw my top five strengths. Well, I did the whole 34, but I found my top five. And that gave me such a boost of confidence because it showed me how I could integrate all the knowledge and skills that I've accumulated in my other endeavors to target those in the coaching and then help people. So that was a big exciting. And then I recently I'm taking the certification to train in StrengthFinders. And so now I'm coaching clients, and I'm helping them find their strengths or identify them or to see them. People never have seen them on paper. And so I'm seeing the confidence increase in clients that are going through this also. So I'm really encouraged and inspired by that as well.
Yeah. Awesome. Very cool. You know, and I love part of what you're pointing to is that the more that we know ourselves, the more that we know our strengths, we know our values, we know our dreams and desires, we know our traps and our weaknesses and our pitfalls. When we have a greater clarity about who we are, then we know how to hold ourselves with more confidence. Yeah. So this confidence. Yeah, go ahead.
This is Deborah again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go.
I think that when you get that destroyed, I had an incident where it was someone said something about me that was not true and proceeded to blast it through the entire neighborhood. And when it was a horrible, horrible experience, and it threw me off my mark so bad that all I did was want to stay in the house for almost a year. Stayed in the house. I was just so thrown off. And then that's what I realized that got destroyed. So I started building up my confidence in areas that I knew where the area that I was playing in was stronger than myself, so I could pull myself out of that destruction and into something that was more solid than myself. Does that make sense? So I,
yeah.
And then when I moved into that other solid place, that's when I went, oh, here it is, and then I was able to shake that off. It was a rough time, but the losing your confidence can be just as devastating as finding it.
Yeah, and it's almost as bad as losing your car keys. Worse. Okay. Well, and I love what you're pointing to because it's also a very interesting thing. Yeah, when our confidence is challenged or shattered or broken or injured in some way, it can really be a devastating experience. And then also, if our confidence is actually stronger and deeper and harder, that actually helps us buffer the wins and the challenges. Mm-hmm. And so it's really interesting that our confidence can be both ridiculously fragile and incredibly solid and unbreakable.
And in the process of me getting the confidence back, all the people that heard this information and thought that that was truth realized it wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not where I was coming from. I wasn't going to take that on. My confidence then proved that what was said was not true. So just that, and I never said a word about it. It was just my confidence that told them. So it's a language, I think.
A language of energy
and a language of how you lead your life is in that confidence area somehow.
So confidence also goes beyond words. Like if you tell people you're confident and you have to prove to people you're confident, well, chances are you maybe are not too confident. But yet, if you just are being confident, if you're standing and you're just, it really is, confidence is that almost that deeper being. It's not, it's what you do comes from that confidence. So, pretty awesome, gang, yes? All right.
Yes, I also wanted to add that I think confidence is a very good predictor of resilience.
Yeah.
It can help you be resilient when adversity comes up against you.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Thank you for grabbing that. So if that's the case, gang, and confidence is resilient and it's powerful and it's incredibly attractive, and this is the secret sauce. If you've got confidence, then the rest of your journey is a lot easier. The problems are a lot easier. All of that conflict, all of that struggle ends up really either being reduced or disappearing. And yet, gang, it's not that easy. What gets in the way? What blocks and stops our confidence?
Our jobs, our toxic work environment.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Trouble
mine or my gremlins?
Yeah.
That it's me.
Oh, wait, say that one more time. What was that?
I say mine or my gremlins that attack me.
Yeah, the gremlins that attack you. Saboteurs, for those of us who... Gremlin, what? Yeah. Yeah, what else? What else gets in the way, challenges... really makes this confidence not so easy.
Something else that I just read an article about last week was that when we compare ourselves to others, sometimes it can cause our confidence to falter.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, I can easily, if I'm in that right frame of mind, I can easily find reasons of proof as to why I'm not, because somebody else is, and they're better than me, like the high school jock and the high school star of the glee club and all that, you know. I'm comparing myself to them, and therefore my own confidence is just getting kicked around horribly. What else gets in the way, stops it, makes it so hard? Confidence would be easy, except
this is Deborah. If you don't know where to get it, if you don't have it.
Is there like a confidence store or something like that? Maybe online we could just go and buy some confidence. Where do I get confidence? You're absolutely right. I'm being silly, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't know where to get it or how to grow it or whatever it is, then good luck. Can you just give me some confidence, please? If I give you if I give you $100, can you give me some confidence?
Something you can, that it is tied to as well, besides fear, it's also tied to low self-esteem.
Yeah. Oh, ho, ho.
How do we love ourselves? And sometimes clients don't know how to love themselves.
Unfortunately, very sad, but very true. Yeah. My self-esteem, my ability to love myself, to see myself as a beautiful, powerful person. Yeah.
And I think,
what
just, Deborah, and I think you you have to jump in. You can't get a little bit of confidence and have it be as successful as the whole kahuna, you know? You have to wear it. You have to go for it.
Yeah.
A little bit will get you a little way, but a lot of it will get you the prize.
You know, it's interesting. I'm guessing there's some type of almost like a mathematical equation that we could create when you have a little confidence. Like if you have if we put it on a scale of 1 to 10, we've got just one level of confidence. Like it's small, and so we're able to really get and do a little bit. But if we go up to 2, we don't just get a little bit more, it actually exponentially grows. It like doubles and triples upon itself. By the time we get to that 10 confidence, we're not just 10 times that one, we're like 150 billion times stronger than that one confidence. It just grows exponentially. And the more confidence we have, the more incredibly we are able to do and be and take on and handle. And likewise, when our confidence gets a hit, we can sometimes take a tremendous hit. Yeah, go ahead.
I was doing a project that it was just really out of my comfort zone, and I'd been doing it for hours, and I stopped doing what I was doing, and I thought to myself, I need to do something that I know what I'm doing. And I went in and I just did the dishes and really enjoyed that. And when I came back, I had more confidence because I had been operating in a comfort place, in a confident place.
Yeah.
And so even if you don't have it in that one area, you can go in another area, get it, feel it, get centered again, and then come back to where you weren't confident and bring that confidence with you, which disrupts the lack of confidence you were working in previous.
Well, I love what you're pointing to, because it's kind of that when we said like confidence breeds confidence, that it actually, not just with other people, it actually breeds confidence within ourselves. So if I'm not confident as a coach, but yet I can find some confidence about myself elsewhere, then I might be able to grow that into the coaching world. That's the angle I take on when I teach my class and work with coaches. It seems to work, so I'll stick with it.
No, it does work. It's actually been proven to work, I think, Ben. And it's how you leverage. It's like leveraging your strength. Your character strength, the kindness you have, your perseverance. If you're perseverant, say you're a kid who's a violinist. Well, plays the violin. Well, that perseverance and that practice is going to go a long way in teaching her how to persevere in new job training when she's older. So your strengths come into play just like the confidence in that other area.
Brilliant. We've got just a little quick time left. Anything else that we recognize that just keeps getting in the way, making this whole confidence thing a real hard struggle?
I think, this is Deborah again, I think time, sometimes we don't give ourselves enough time in order to create that confidence.
Yeah.
It's not very often that you get it overnight, so you need to play in it for a while until it shows itself. So time would be something that would be the struggle.
But I read that blog post. And I took that class, that, you know, that workshop that taught me about confidence. How come I'm not already? Yeah.
I just wanted to say what Deborah just said applies to me. Because when I first graduated and got my certification in coaching, I really didn't have any confidence. I knew I could do it. Technically, I could do it. But I didn't have confidence in myself. And it took about a year of investing in myself and learning and growing and to become more confident, to feel that confident enough to get out there and actually do it. So time was the thing that I needed.
Time is the thing. I love it. Yeah, it makes a difference. And there isn't a rush. Well, there is a rush. That's the problem. But it's not something that we can rush. And the other thing is that everybody's on their own different clock. So it's really hard to say, well, if you take my 5-point plan, you will then be completely solidly confident forever and ever. Because everybody's got their own story. So confidence is very personal, too. Yeah. Wow. All right. So, you know, one of the things that I also recognize, and it's kind of what we, and looking at the clock, I'm going, holy smoke, we ripped through this hour. Oh my goodness, we've got to have a password. We have to have a password. I was about to totally skip over that and blow my confidence and everything. Let's grab a password that identifies what we've been talking about today. Who's got something in mind that, you know, something that was said or a reference, a word? All right, I'll say one because one of the words that I noticed that kept coming up was power, and I'm going to play with this. You're going to love this one. So power, obviously, confidence creates our own personal power. It's how we stand with authority. It's how we are able to really wield incredible strength and power. But we can also break apart the words, because when we see confidence, like that's like pow, like they really are, you know, like it's just pow. It's awesome. It's incredible. And were, it's a little bit off, but it's that you know, the use of the word like we are, in that we are confident and we are together. That when we are together, we create a deeper, stronger confidence. The more that we reach out and connect and engage with each other, the more we are able to tap into and infuse our confidences together. And as we said, confidences that link together expand and reverberate at a much higher volume and vibration than just the two individually. So power is all over the place, and it's electric, and it's amazing, and it's blinding, and it's important. It's important for us as coaches to be confident in who we are and what we do, as was so beautifully illustrated by, and I'm blanking on your name, but the new coach who all of us learned incredible, amazing tools, and then we have to go out there and bring them into the world and take that risk. And if we don't have the confidence, then we can't help our clients out there who are needing to grow their confidence. So one of the things that I invite all of us to do is to do something with confidence, or to grow your confidence in some little way, or to connect with somebody's confidence in some way, acknowledge it and recognize it and support. outside of coaching. But the more that we are engaging in this confidence conversation outside of our coaching, the stronger it grows in our coaching and the stronger it grows in the world. Wouldn't it be awesome to be in a world where we all show up confidently in who we are and what we do? That's the norm. That would be amazing, that we could all stand powerfully. So here's where we, the coaches, some of the bringers of confidence, that's our job. We get to put it out there in the world, and it starts at home. If anybody needs help growing your confidence, please contact me. That is my forte. That's what I do. But you can also reach out to your coaches, your support groups, your connections, anywhere to help solidify and strengthen and grow your confidence. So thank you all for joining me on this call. I am so excited with what we've discovered. And by all means, I am confident that we will be continuing on the next call. And we talk every second Tuesday morning, which is today. And that means that we also talk every fourth Wednesday afternoon, which is amazingly how the weeks are falling. We're actually talking next week. Wednesday, November 22nd is the fourth Wednesday of the month. And we're going to be talking all about the world of confidentiality. So really fantastic. And notice even the partnering there. We need to be so confident in who we are and what we're doing. And we need to have that confidence with our clients, that trust that's built, so that we can hold that confidentiality with confidence. By the way, it's no coincidence that they're sharing the same words of confid. Fide means trust. Confidentiality and confidence is all about trust. So join us on that call. We're going to take it and go even deeper. Wednesday, November 22nd at 2 o'clock Central or 3 o'clock Eastern on this very line. And you're all welcome to join me on that mentor call at 1 o'clock, which is in 2 hours on this very line. By the way, if you're listening to the recording, it'll probably be happening at some other time. Thank you all. Go and visit CoachingSkillsForum.com for your credits and all of that, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye, gang. I'll stick around if anybody has any questions, but go out and just go grow confidence.